If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Any movies do well at the box office this weekend, Dean?
Surprisingly, this is a fourth in the Bad Boys franchise. Far exceeded industry expectations. You know, that everyone was wondering, had this run out of gas? Was the Will Smith slap going to have an effect on this? Would people still go? And people still went. It was easily the number one movie of the weekend. Took in a whopping $56 million and is the second biggest movie opening of the year. So Bad Boys still pretty healthy. The Garfield movie came in second place. The animated If after that, The Watchers, and this Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is hanging in there. People still love the apes, as was evidenced by the Music Box Theater on North Southport. They did a whole weekend of King Kong movies, going back to the old black and white movies. Nothing but 24 hours of King Kong and Godzilla movies for over the weekend, and they're going to continue showing them during the week, just not in marathon form. So if you're a fan of some of those old movies, the Music Box on North Southport, the place to go before they're going to close down for a couple of weeks to renovate the seats, renovate the theater, bring things a little more up to date, put some cup holders in. That's always handy. Big news going on over there on North Southport.
People still love the apes. Like it. Let's talk about what happened at a couple of shows over the weekend. First, Taylor Swift. She stopped to acknowledge something going on in the audience.
Was that it? Yeah, she was performing in Scotland, and she, you know, is playing guitar and singing, and then noticed a fan that was in distress. They didn't say exactly what was happening. It sounds like some sort of medical emergency. So she stops performing and says somebody needs help up front, and refused to continue doing the show until security got up there and took care of the situation, got the person who was in distress to a place of safety, and then continued the show. This is not the first time that she's done this. She did it a couple of weeks ago in France. Same thing. Somebody, you know, you're that close to Taylor Swift, you're bound to get a little lightheaded.
Of course.
Naturally. Just wants to make sure that everybody's having a good time. Which leads us to the other show stopping of the weekend, which was comedian George Lopez. He was doing a show in California, and I guess kind of had a sense that the crowd was a little rowdy. So when he got on stage, he said, you know, that if there were interruptions of any kind, he would stop the show. And that did not stop this, what has been described as a clearly overserved audience. They got unruly one time, and he said, all right, that's number three. And they did it again. He said, that's number two. And they did it again and said that that's number one. And said, thank you, and walked off the stage.
Wow.
Had 30 minutes left in the show, but he completely walked off, thanked the crowd, and took off. Said he warned them about all of this, but he is now blaming the casino for all of this, for overserving the audience, number one, and then failing to provide adequate security for people to enjoy a safe and enjoyable experience. The casino, on the other hand, is saying that it was Lopez that let his fans down, that his security team could have easily escorted any of the hecklers out. So everybody's pointing a finger at everybody else. simply because people just can't keep their mouth shut and watch a show. They have
minions
to be
of Swifties
of
are willing and ready to
That's
help.
That's right. If anybody would know that, it's Walter.
So
heckled his share of performers through the year.
And this was, did you say the casino was out in California someplace?
Yeah, Northern California.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. Got to behave out there. But, of course, the people who are upset are the people that paid good money to see him, right?
They want to see the show. They came to see a show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Dean, I saw some video of Dick Van Dyke over the weekend. Not only does he look good and sound good, but he dances on and off stage, doesn't he?
Did you see the red carpet video of him?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
He's first of all, he's 98 years old. Let's just put that right out there. But as he's, you know, everyone else is walking the red carpet, he's dancing the red carpet with his wife, Arlene, who is always by his side. He was nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award for a best guest appearance in a daytime drama. He was on Days of Our Lives, I think, that he was on. I'll look that up in a second. But listen to what he said when he wound up winning the award.
I'm the oldest nominee in history. I can't believe it. I've been playing old man all my life. If I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Yeah, it was Days of Our Lives for which he won the award at 98 years old. And so many people have commented to me that he looks like the old man character that he played in the Mary Poppins movie.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Came out. When he got on a desk and started dancing, it's like you can't keep this guy down. He's just, you know, full of life and vim and vigor, and God bless him. You know, keep going strong.
Yeah, I've talked to some people. I have some relatives out in California and in the Malibu area where he lives. He's always spotted, you know, at restaurants and living the good life.
Yeah,
good for him.
Yep, you gotta love it.
What's going on in the lives of J-Lo and Ben?
Oh boy, not such good news. I mean, it's been it's been on and off, and they're wearing wedding rings. They're not wearing wedding rings. They're appearing together separately, mostly appearing at functions for their kids, you know, games and, you know, like that. The latest is that J-Lo was seen by herself, although wearing a wedding ring over the weekend. But TMZ is reporting that the mansion that they bought about a year ago is now being listed on the market as being for sale. So the $60 million home, according to TMZ, Affleck has moved out. J-Lo is house hunting now for something else. Next month, July, would have been their second anniversary. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I feel like it's their private business, but they sure are making a lot of appearances in public places to you know, if they're trying to keep a low profile.
In about an hour or so, if you're near a TV, Dean is going to be interviewing Kevin Costner. So are you going to finally find out? Are you going to ask him what's the deal with Yellowstone and you?
I can. Yeah, I can make that as part of my questions. You know, I've been trying to think of you know, good questions that nobody has ever asked him before, like, do you like gum? you know, things like that. But I can ask substantive questions also, if you insist.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing with Yellowstone, and I know there's a million sequels, but and I forgot now. And this is the problem with all these streaming shows that take so long between series, between episodes, is you forget what happened. But he doesn't want to get back. He is going to come back. He wants more money. He doesn't want more money. You know, work that in after the gum question.
All at the same time that he is working on this epic saga that is first part of which is going to be released in a couple of weeks, called Horizon, an American Saga. These are going to be series of 3-hour movies, 4 of them, that are going to be coming out that will only be in theaters. I mean, he's kind of taking the television miniseries concept, where you can watch it at home and pause it if you want to, stop and go to the bathroom if you want to, you know, go get a bite if you want to. He's going to put it in theaters where presumably you're going to have to, you know, sit there and watch it for 3 hours, which is challenging. The story of several families, settlers, individuals who are headed west, you know, for the great, this is both pre and post Civil War. So it's a Western classic. It's a Western epic. He's got the first two in the can. The first part will be out June 28th. The second will be August the 16th. And he is currently working on parts 3 and 4, as I understand it. So I don't know when he would have time to go back to Yellowstone in the middle of all that. But I will definitely ask him. And, you know, of course, we got to talk about his amazing filmography. Do you have favorite Kevin Costner movies? You know, I've been going down the list here since, you know, we're going to have him on just to kind of refresh my memory of, you know, some of his great films. Do any come to mind for you?
Yeah, I like the baseball movies, you know, Field of Dreams, of course, and then Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
Yeah, I remember Bull Durham, Dave. Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, those are amazing. He's got Dances with Wolves, for which he won an Academy Award for Best Director and also Best Picture. So, you know, he's got some credentials. The Untouchables that they shot here in Chicago, most notably at Union Station, the famous shootout scene on the stairs with the baby buggy, you know, slowly rolling down the stairs as a shootout is going on. So tons of amazing films from Kevin Costner and this new epic to talk about. We'll talk Yellowstone and Gum.
Can't wait. WGN TV later this morning.
Is he a Juicy Fruit man, do you think, or more of a Bazooka man?
I know you'll find out.
I'm going to dig into this.
By the way,
a la Pam Zuckerman.
I heard you here Sunday morning, and I just want to go on record as saying, I know all about the June Taylor dancers.
Ah.
I'm the one.
That was just a little throwaway joke just for Schwani.
And me.
Yeah, sometimes I just throw a joke in just for Schwani, because I know that he and I are the only ones who are going to get it.
No, I was right there with you. First thing I said to Schwani when I saw him in the newsroom this morning, I was, come on, I was praying for you to say June Taylor.
Yeah. And then we've gotten more response to that. Because we were talking about James Taylor, who killed it at Ravinia over the weekend.
He was great.
He was amazing, even with the rain on Saturday night.
Yep.
And then, I can't explain why my brain takes me to places.
Why don't you get that WGN-TV morning news camera up on high in the ceiling, and then you and Kevin Costner just spread out on the floor.
We do like some June Taylor dance routine.
Kaleidoscope. Boy, that's a sight.
Kaleidoscope.
That would be,
all right.
That would be me unintentionally falling and not being able to get up.
We'll watch for that. Have fun. Thank you, Dean.